Getting Real About Her Future by Joshua J. Perkey, Church Magazines. Camilla knows how to make her dreams come true. Ever dream about your future career? You know, what you'll do when you head out on your own, become an adult, and realize it's time to earn your own living? And what do you want to do when you get there? Fly planes? Create video games? Play professional football? How about acting in movies? How about making your own movies? That's exactly what Camilla T. of New York, USA, 16, hopes to do. That's why she's enrolled in a school of art and design. Camilla doesn't just like watching movies. She loves making them, too. But she knows that if she wants to make a living at it, she's going to have to learn a few things and get to work right now. No matter how young you are, you can start thinking about your future. As it says in For the Strength of Youth, set high goals for yourself and be willing to work hard to achieve them. 2011, page 40. Choosing her future. Camilla's love for making movies started when she was 12. My friends and I used iMovie on a tablet to make funny movies, she said. I became interested in it then. I started making films for my school and really enjoyed it. Pretty soon, Camilla decided she wanted to pursue film in high school. But most high schools don't have a strong film program, so she started looking around. She explained, "When I originally heard about the School of Art and Design, I didn't want to go. But my dad wanted me to. He has a lot of friends who are in film, and he thought it would be a good decision for my career. He said it was the best school for film, so I visited the school to check it out and really liked it." Liking the school was one thing, but getting accepted was another thing altogether. "I had to audition in front of the teacher," Camilla said. "It was really hectic because I had to create two storyboards, outlines of her film ideas, to present. I wasn't prepared on the first day like everyone else, so I had to go on the second day. On the way there, we got a little lost and I was late. My mom told me not to worry and to call my dad. I did, and he said a prayer with me over the phone. It was nice." Camilla calmed down and presented her storyboards. The result? She was accepted into the program, and she just started her third year there. Next steps. For Camilla, studying film has been amazing. Recently, her class created a public service announcement for a competition. Experiences like that have helped her see what she can achieve. But going to her school also comes with sacrifice. It's an hour and a half commute each way. Plus, all the other kids in my area go to a normal high school with football fields and other sports, she said. My school is different because everyone's interested in the arts. But going there has also prepared me for things in life. I know how to take the train and how to get around on my own. At the same time, Camilla knows that making a living as a filmographer, especially for one holding LDS standards, can present challenges. So she's kept her mind open to other interesting options. "In English class, we learned about psychology, and I really liked it," she said. "My mom is going back to school, getting a minor in psychology and a major in teaching. So she shares with me what she's learning. I still want to follow film, but psychology is my backup. Or finding a way to combine film and psychology would be great." Camilla is developing her gifts and talents for a career and independence and a future family. "I hope to get married in the temple and be a mom one day," she said. "I believe that by developing my talents like psychology and film, I would be able to have more open communications with my family. As prophets have counseled, Heavenly Father has given you gifts and talents and knows what you are capable of achieving. Seek His help and guidance as you work to achieve your goals. For the Strength of Youth, page 40. For other youth trying to figure out their goals and future plans for education, jobs, and family, Camilla had this advice. Follow your dreams. Do what most interests you. It's not a status thing or an obsession. It's doing something you've always wanted to do. The thing you really want to be in the back of your mind. You can do it. Sidebar. Finding balance and good friends. Camilla works hard at school, but even when preparing for long-term goals, she knows the importance of balance. Whenever I'm with my friends or family, we always squeeze a little fun time in, she said, usually on the weekends. Going to church is also fun because I get to see my friends, ward members, and other people there who make me happy. Because there aren't lots of Latter-day Saint youth where Camilla lives, she has only one close LDS friend. She's chosen a good group of friends from other churches. They make movies together, play on the weekends, and even support each other through difficult times. My friends are a good influence on me, she said. No matter what career path you take, choosing good friends who support you will be critical to your journey. End of the article. Getting Real About Her Future by Joshua J. Perkey. Read by Kristen Hawkins.